Today's daf is daf Samech Gimel, so we are on the very top. The Mishnah begins, Ha'omer Harei Alai, a person says, Harei Alai, B'machvas, I take upon myself to bring a mincha of a machvas, a certain type of pan used for menachos, L'yaviv Marcheshes, he can't use Marcheshes, which is a different type of kli. If he says Marcheshes, L'yaviv Machvas, if he says Marcheshes, it's not going to work if he brings a machvas. It has to be the same exact kli that he took the nether on. Ma bin machvas marcheshes, what's the difference between these two kelim, or the menachos that come from this kelim? Yesh la kisoy marcheshes, yesh la kisoy, a machvas ein la kisoy, divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. A marcheshes has a cover, and therefore the baking, the frying is going to come out differently, it's going to keep the moisture inside, and the machvas doesn't have a kisoy where the steam is going to come up, and it'll probably be drier. So Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel, he says, marcheshes amuka, now, marchesh is a deep pan where you filled up with oil, you're deep frying it, and therefore it's rochshin, or the parentheses is rachin, it's very soft, it's like frying dough, like donuts, it's soft. But machvas itself, a machvas is very narrow, and there's only a little layer of oil there, umaseh kashin, and it's fried in such a way where it's hardened and cracks. So that's the difference, according to Chachamim, between machvas and marcheshes. So, we saw other differences between Rekikin also and Avin. There are also differences we have in terms of Menachos. It seems that they might be connected to what type of pan was being used. We'll discuss that a little bit later on about Rekikin and Avin. So then the Gemara says as follows. My time at Rabbi Yossi. What was the reason Rabbi Yossi felt that the difference is one has a kli, one doesn't have a kli? Elaim, if you're going to tell me, Marcheshes da'asir archushe halev, Marcheshes means something that's hidden in the heart, and therefore it's a cover, that's what Marcheshes seems to imply. Kidichsiv, it says in the pasuk, Rachash libi davar tov, the Rachash libi, that which is hidden, similar letters in the heart, is something good. So we see that Lashon of Marcheshes is something hidden. Umachvas is da'asir amachabube haper. It's referring to opening up the mouth when a person speaks. Kidamri inshi mindabach nabuche, when a person speaks, he shows his teeth. So machbas means to open, uncovered, and marhushi means to cover with a kisoy. So that's the raya. So eim ipcha, I could learn the complete opposite based on other statements that maybe machbas really means that should mean open. Diasya amachube halev. Sorry, other way. Machbas really means to be hidden, not to be open, but maybe it means hidden. Like be machbo lev means hidden in the heart. Dichsiv lama nachbesa levroch. Why are you hiding from running away? So you see. Machvas could sometimes mean open up, and it also could mean covered. So there is no clear raya from there. And marcheshes as well. Above we said marcheshes means hidden, that which is hidden in the heart. But we also have the asya archushe, which means to open the mouth. Kidamri inche, people say, have a marachshin sifsoseh. They have the lips move. Now this is actually what the all the svarim point out, what the word marcheshvan means. They point to this very gemara, that the moving of the lips. And the way the Magen Mezrich explains is that Marcheshvan is a continuation of the tefillas of Yom Nara'im. We're continuing to move our lips, open our mouth in that continuation. That's the definition, that's the meaning of Marcheshvan according to some of the Svarim. Either way, the word Machvas and Marcheshes can be either open or it can also be closed. How does he know that one is covered, one is not covered? To which the Gemara says, Ella Gemara Gemirlei. He has a tradition from Israel Bayim. Yeah, this is the definition. That again, marcheshes means to have a kisoy, and machvas is something that is uncovered. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah above that Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel Omer, he says the difference was that marcheshes was a deep frying pan, and the machvas was a regular pan where it wasn't deep fried. So marcheshes amuka, how do we know it's deep? Dichsiv v'chol naseh. Ba marcheshes is mean inside the marcheshes, inside biz, in. So in marcheshes means the depth of it. And machvas is tsafa, it's on the top, it's hovering on top. Dichsiv v'al machvas, it's on top as opposed to inside. So that's the difference, how he knows marcheshes is a deep fry, or bi marcheshes, ba marcheshes. And again, machvas is not deep fry, it's al on top of. Gemara now quotes a brayis, the Tanur Rabbanan, Beishami Omrim HaOmer, Harei Alai Marcheshes. A person says, I'm taking upon myself a marcheshes, so he munach ad sheyavo Eliyahu, that he has to wait, he cannot fulfill his neder, we have to wait until Eliyahu Navi comes and clarifies the point here. So I never saw this shot before, we always know there's many discussions in the Gemara about ad sheyavo Eliyahu, but there's a nice remez here. How do we know, where's the remez in the Torah, that Eliyahu Navi has the right to be machri the din? The test in the pasuk in the beginning of Dvarim, hol Moshe beir Torah, it means since Moshe is going to explain the Torah, Hoyel, the letter is Eliyahu Anavi. Eliyahu is going to come and bear Esa Torah. He's going to explain and clarify any of the sfeikos. Either way, there's some suffix here which the Gemara hasn't yet explained, that when a person says, Harei Alai Marcheshes, when I have a Marcheshes, we have to wait to Eliyahu Navi to clarify the ambiguity. What's the ambiguity? Misafka Lahu, it's unclear, Iyal Shum Kli Nikru, or Al Shum Maaseim. Is he saying I'm dedicating the Marcheshes pan? Or is he saying I'm bringing a Minachos that come in the Marcheshes pan? Which one does he have to give? Now, seemingly, he'd be allowed to bring both and would really serve the purpose. He could cover both bases here. So just look at Rashi. Rashi explains here, Misafka lehu I al shem kli nikru machvas umarcheshes, sheyesh kli sheshmo machvas, yesh kli sheshmo marcheshes. Do those words refer to the kli? O al shem asein, are they called nikru shezu maaseh rochshin vezu maaseh kashin? The deep frying pan makes a soft donut type, and the other one makes hard, which is not deep fried. Hilkach Rashi explains it. Ikal Meimar Mincha Neder. It's possible to say he took upon himself a Mincha. Vikal Meimar. It's also possible to say Lo Hisnadi Mincha Ella Kli Sharis Atzmo. So that's the whole suffix. Now he says Iyal Shem Kli. Continuing Rashi for a second. Iyal Shem Kli Karile Karamin Karamin Mincha Nasis B'Marcheshes. Of a Mincha Gufa Lo Ikre Marcheshes. If Marcheshes means a Kli, but Marcheshes does not refer to the actual Mincha. High kli neder. He took upon himself a neder of a kli. Veino mevi mincha ela imkein amar harelai minchas marcheshes o harelai bimarcheshes. So that's the whole suffix. And therefore, Beis Shammai says you have to wait until Eliyahu Navi comes to say what exactly it means when he says marcheshes. So then the Gemara says that's all the opinion of Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel omrim kli haya b'mikdash u'marcheshes shema. There's a kli in the base of Mikdash, and its name is Marcheshes. Vidome kimin kalbus amuk. It's similar to a kalbus. Now, I don't know what kalbus means, but Rashi explains kalbus. That me have pictures. I have a picture in mine. You have a little Rashi there. So that is a very nice picture in the Masifta, a little bit 3D almost. It's a little like a horseshoe shape, and a little like holes at the bottom of them. So there's some shape that was called a Marcheshes. And it's similar to this kalbus. It was amuk. It had depth to it. Uchshebetek. Munach pesocho, when they placed some type of dough inside it, so then dome kimin tapuche habresayim. There were little like apple figures on the bottom, like jutting out, because the bottom of the pan had little moldings of little balls in the bottom. So it have that little apples a part of that dough. Ukmin blute yevanim, again other types of images. I don't get exactly what is what type of shape, but there's a unique shape from this kli that it produced. So so we see from here that it's a kli. It's a clear that it's a kli, and it's not referring to the mincha. The guy dedicated for himself a kli. And Omer, Beis Hillel brings a further raya. How do we know it's a kli? He says, because Omer, v'chol na'ase b'marcheshes v'al machvas. Se'alma al shema kelim nikru v'al shema seyim. What's his raya? So if you look at Rashi again, the question is, when a guy says marcheshes, does he mean the kli, or does he say ma'aseyim? And Beis Hillel says, "Amachri the din." It's clear it's referring to the kli. So just look at Rashi. Rashi explains what the raya from the pasuk is. It's around eight narrow lines up. Omer kol naseh v'gomer alma midahacha ksiv v'amarcheshes v'hacha kasiv al machvas. The word is being used different in Beis and al shmamina al shem klin nikru v'zu tafa v'zu amuka. I mean, if marcheshes was a description, so let's say soft versus hard, you would say soft. Or you would say hard. But to say in the soft or on the hard, that doesn't make any sense. So the fact that you're qualifying that word, that noun, means that noun isn't a description of how it's done, it's a description of the actual kli, and therefore the Beis Hillel uses that as a raya, that the guy took upon himself a kli, and he dedicates that particular kli, and doesn't need to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay. The new Mishnah tells us, Harelai bitanur. The guy says, I take upon myself to bring a mincha that's going to be baked in a tanur. So, lo yavi mape kupach. He cannot bring it in something that's baked in a kupach. Kupach is a small tanur. A regular tanur is a larger size. A kupach is a miniature tanur. You can't bring it if it's baked in a small tanur. Lo mape rafim. You can't bring it in a some type of oven that you use. I'm not sure what rafim are.
Tiles,
okay. V'lo ma'afe yoros, arvaim, I don't know, Arab vats or something?
Cauldrons,
okay. Getting fancy, okay, fine. So there's some type of tanner that has to be used. You can't use these other mechanisms. It has to be a regular tanner to fulfill one's neder. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ratzah Mevi Mafe Kupach, you're allowed to. Even though the Kupach is a small tanner, it's still a tanner. There's big ovens and a small oven, and it's still all included in that nether. When he took upon himself a nether of a tanner, it was any size tanner. As opposed to the Mafe Ra'afim and the tiled and the cauldrons, those are not tanurim, and therefore it wouldn't fulfill his nether. Let's say the individual says, Hare Alai Minchas Mafeh. I'm taking upon myself a Minchas Mafeh. So then he wants to take something that's baked, which means he has to bring 10 loaves of bread. Lo Yavi Mechza Chalos Mechza Rekikin. He can't split it up between Chalos, which are doughs that are thick, and Rekikin are matzahs, like very thin. You can't split half and half. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Mipnei Shu Karbon Echad. He thinks you're allowed to. You're allowed to bring half the matzah type and half the chal type. So in terms of defining what Rekikin and Chalos are, so there's a big machlokus in the Rishon. We've discussed this in the past. Rashi understands, rather Minchas Chinuch understands the difference is that one is mixed with oil inside the ingredients and one has oil on the surface only. That's one difference. The Ibn Ezra says that one is thin which, and one is thick. But then he gets another shot in terms of the shape. He says the matzahs are straight and the challahs are circular. That's the difference in terms of the shape of them, which is a big chiddush. And to the discussion, of course, how our challahs should be. If our challahs are being modeled after the lechem aponim, so lechem aponim, were they straight? Were they circular? So our custom is to have our challahs to be straight, like a vav. And the reason why it should be like a vav, the Shluch explained, is because there's an in anything we do in this world, every mitzvah in particular, should have yudke vavkes. They're always looking for yudke vavkes in everything that we do. So for example, when it comes to giving tzedakah, so they say that the pruta that you give is a yud, it's in my hand, that's a hey, I extend my hand becomes a vav, and the hand of the ani becomes a second hey. So there's a yud, the hey, the vav, and then the hey to the other hand. So the Shluch says when it comes... It's a small little coin.
Oh, I mean,
in the shape of it.
It's rounded.
Yeah, the shape. So then the challahs as well. So the challahs, they say, the Shluch explains, is a shape of a vav. It should be like a vav, like that. The two hands on the challah have to be, the Tosas writes, has 10 atzbos. So 5 and 5. Those are two hays, hay and hay. And then the first piece you cut off is a yud. So there's a yud, hay, the vav, and then the other hay, yud ke vav ke. These are, so therefore the Shluch says it should be straight. The reason why we have circular and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Sukkot is because circular is something that has no end. It's a siman tov. So during the times, like we have dvash, the challah should be circular as well. Either way, there's a remez in the Ibn Ezra here that the some of the challahs were actually circular in the Beis HaMikdash.
The crown.
What?
I thought it was like the Keser.
What? The circular, yeah? Oh, never. Could be.
Quote.
Yeah.
I saw something like
very
that.
Very interesting. I mean, okay, I hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the raisins.
Okay, so then the Gemara says, no raisins, no grapes in Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Gemara says, now Vayter. Tanur Abanan. The Braisa teaches us that Mafe Tanur, it says in the Pasuk, V'chi Sakriv Karban Mincha Mafe Sanur. When you give a mincha, it should be in this baked oven that bakes. So it tells us, V'lo Mafe Kupach, Dafka in a Tanur, but you can't bring in a Kupach, that's a whole other type of oven. V'lo Mafe Ra'afim, V'lo Mafe Yoros Haravim, again, the different types of other ways to bake won't be sufficient. Has to dafka be in a regular-sized tanner. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tanner, tanner, shnei pamim. It says tanner two times in the Pasuk. Why double? Lahach shir mafe kupach. To include even the miniature tanner, even the kupach. So that's the machlokas of the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, explained by the Braisa, whether you darsh in the second tanner or not. Rabbi Shimon Omer, tanner, tanner, shnei pamim. Why did it say tanner two times in the Pasuk? Echad shetei afiyasim betanur. Number one is it has to be dafka in a tanur, and it can't be in a kubach or any other type of baking. The echad, what is the other tanur teaching us? Not to include mafe kubach like Rabbi Yehuda felt. The other one is teaching me sheyeh hekdeshan betanur. That has to be that you're mekadesh the mincha during the afiyah. When it's baking in the oven, the tanur is mekadesh the mincha. That's a second din. By placing the mincha in the oven to be baked, that's Mekadosh, that infuses it with the Kedusha. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no available Pasuk of Tanur to include Mafe Kupach. And the Gemara says, wait a second here. Is it really true that the Tanur is Mekadosh, the Mincha? Umi Isay, the Rabbi Shimon, High Svar, does it really hold this way, that the Tanur is Mekadosh? Vatzan, the Mishnah tells us, we're going to see this in a few weeks from today, in Daf Tzadihei. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the olam have a regular lomar. A person should be regular to say shtei alechem v'lechem apanim k'sheris bazara u k'sheris bebeis Pagi, which is outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Azara. So we see that you can bake Shtei Lechem and you can bake Lechem upon him out of the Beis HaMikdash. So now if you could bake it outside the Beis HaMikdash, that means that tanur in my backyard is not a kli. It can't be Makadish something. So if Rabbi Shimon holds that the tanur has to be Makadish, the mincha, so then how does he also let you bake it in a tanur that's out of the Beis HaMikdash? A tanur out of the Beis HaMikdash cannot be Makadish Menachos. So the Gemara tweaks the statement of Rabbi Shimon. When Rabbi Shimon said that two tanurs, one was to tell me dafkin a tanur, and the second one was to tell me that the tanur is mekadesh the mincha, it didn't really mean to mekadesh the mincha. What it meant was, says Rava Ema, shehei hekdeshan lishum tanur. When you're makdish the mincha initially, you say that this flour is being used for mincha, it should be on the das that you could bake it in the tanur. But not that the tanur is being mekadesh it. You're being makadish it, you just have to bake it in a tanur or somewhere. Have that in mind while you're being makdish it, that can again be baked in any available tanur. Okay, the Gemara now says, quoting from the Mishnah, Harei lai minchas mafe lo yavi mechs. If a person brings along, he takes by himself to bring a minchas mafe, baked item, you can't bring half and half, according to Tanakhama, either all rikikin or all avim. Either all thin pieces of bread or all thick, you can't mix and match. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can mix and match, that's okay. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us, it quotes the Pasuk, V'chi Sakriv. The Pasuk says, V'chi Sakriv. Continuing, it says in the Pasuk, Karbon Mincha Mafet Tanur. In that context, it says, V'chi Sakriv. So it says, Kishetakriv Lasos Davar Rishus. When a person decides, V'chi means when, doesn't mean you have to. When a person decides to make a Nedin, bring a Karbon Mincha, he brings a Karbon Mincha. So it's talking about a Rishus, a Nedin. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so how do we know that if a person takes upon himself a neder to bring a minchas mafeh, shelo yavi mechsa chalos mechsa rikik, and he can't split some flatbreads and some thick breads, tamalomar carbon mincha, tells me that carbon echad amarti lecha v'lo shnayim u'shlosha karbanos, you can't mix and match, it has to be all the same type, all either rikikin or all chalos, but you can't mix and match, it has to be carbon mincha, one of the same type of carbon. So Amalei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says back to them, V'chi nemar carbon, carbon shnei pamim, halolo nemar ela carbon echad, nemar bo chalos rikikin. Does it say carbon two times? It says carbon one time in the pasuk, meaning mafeh. When it says in the pasuk minchas mafeh, that definitely includes rikikin and chalos. Now it says that they're all called one carbon. It doesn't say one carbon could be rikikin and one carbon could be chalos. It says both rikikin and chalos can be under one carbon, meaning you're able to mix and match all under one carbon. That's what he learns. So me'ata, from this he says, rata lavi chalos, maybe. If you want to bring chalos, you're allowed to. Rikikin, if you want to bring rikikin, the flatbreads, maybe. Even mechza chalos, mechza rikikin, maybe as well. You're allowed to bring all types. It's all considered one type of carbon. Even though the minim are different, it's all considered under the same rubric of one carbon, and you can mix and match. It says when it comes to making these challahs, then you have to do the baking, and then you have to then you end up crumbling them into little crumbs, ubol, and after you bake them, you cut them up in pieces, you mix them together, the rikik and the challahs, the komets, mishem, you do a kemitza from both them together, the mixing of the challahs and rikikin, bim komets, v'ala biyado, me'achad al-shem, yata, if you bring one over to them, you're yotze. So in other words, what comes out from all of this, Rabbi Shimon says, you're allowed to mix and match and make them into crumbs and do kemitza from both of them together. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, minayin la Omer harei alai minchas mafe. How do you know Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yehuda of above? He says, the person takes upon himself to bring a carbon of a minchas mafe. Shele yavi mechza chalos mechza rikikin. Rabbi Yossi says, like his father says, you can't do half chalos, half rikikin. How do you know? Tamalomar, v'chol mincha asher teafe batanur. Anything baked in a tanur. V'chol nasib marcheshes. Anything made in a marcheshes, the deep pan. Amachvas on the frying pan. Lekoin hamakroso lo sihia. To him, the kohen, whoever brings the carbon, whether to tanur, whether to marcheshes, whether to machvas, the kohen eats it in each of these cases. Then it says, v'chol mincha belula b'shem. And any mincha that's mixed with oil, v'charava, which is without oil, l'chol b'nei Aaron tia, it always goes to the Kohen. So ma'avachol ha'omer lamata, just like the chol that says below, shnei minim chalukim, when it says v'chol mincha belulav ha'shemen, all types of minachos that have oil, including multiple types of minachos, chol means everything together. So just like the bottom chol means all types of minachos, af v'chol ha'mur lamala. So to the chol that says above, when it says v'chol mincha she'teafei batanur, that's also referring to shnei minim chalukim, then v'chol mincha she'teafei includes both rekikin and chalos, you can mix them all together. So this is the raya of Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, that you can't, they have to be independent from each other. Again, let's backtrack. When it says v'chol minchas belulav ha'shemen, you can't mix and match the v'chol mincha belulav ha'shemen. You can't mix different types of menachos having oil. They have to be separate from each other. So too when it says v'chol minchas asher te'afeh, that v'chol also you can't mix and match the chalos with rekikim. In other words, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda says the same exact thing as Rabbi Yehuda, his father, that you can't mix and match. They just bring two different rayas for their psak. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Shapir Kamar, Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Shapir Kamar, Rabbi Shimon has a good pshat. Rabbi Shimon says, that doesn't say carbon echad. Doesn't that mean that everything is included together, that one carbon you can mix and match? So how can Rabbi Yehuda ignore that pasuk that indicates that it's all together? So he says, Amr lach, Rabbi Yehuda responds back, Kevan dechsiv bashemen bashemen, kiman dechsiv carbon, carbon dummy. In other words, since it says in the pasuk shemen shemen twice, it's as if it says carbon, carbon twice, and telling us that each of them are different, that rekikin is completely separate from chalos, and you can never have the two of them mixed together. So Rabbi Shimon responds back, E lo ksiv shemen shemen. No, you need the word shemen shemen to teach me something, because it's not to teach me that it's like carbon carbon. Because if had it not said shemen shemen twice in the pasuk, hava min, I would think davka mechza chalos mechza rekikin. I would think maybe only if you mixed half and half should it work. Avah chalos l'chudayu, but to bring only chalos or rekikin l'chudayu or only rekikin emla, I would think it doesn't work. And for that reason, Kamash Vilan, the fact that it says Shemen two times, tells me that no, you're allowed to bring carbon echad, mixing them together. Or you could have Shemen by itself, which means Rekikin by themselves, or Chalos by themselves. All types of permutations are going to be permitted for Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Again, you can do any type of mixture. But according, what I don't know is, are you allowed to do 2 and 8? He says Mechsa Mechsa. I don't know if he means Dafkin Mechsa Mechsa. L'chor, he has any type of, even 2 and 8 should work as well. So then what comes out from this, the Gemara says, finishing off the Perek, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Avua. Rabbi Yosi's opinion is exactly what his father said. What's the difference between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? They both say you have to be either only Rekikin or only Chalos. They both agree you can't mix and match. So the Gemara explains, Ika Benayu, Di'i Avid. If B'di'evid, a person, did mix and match, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says carbon echad, he says you're yotze, you'd be yotze b'di'evid, but according to Rabbi Yosi, he would say that you're not yotze b'di'evid, you'd have to bring them again. That's an afkamina, hajin alach kol hamanachos. Let's begin now the new parak here. This parak's exciting because it gets involved in the Sfiras Omer. It's not that many daf of them, but it's a little bit more familiar than regular menachos. We're not there just yet. But the beginning of the parak begins as follows. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Omer haya baba Shabbos, that the carbon Omer, which was brought on the first day Chol Moed Pesach, the 16th of Nisan, so that would be brought, whether or not that was a weekday or whether or not it was on Shabbos, it was always brought, the carbon Omer. We know carbon Sibor is always Doche Hilcha Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, that the Omer with an I in the carbon Omer, haya bab mishabbos, mishalosh soin, ubechol mechamesh. If you were to bring the carbon omer, if it falls out on Shabbos, so you bring everything from three volumes of flour, but in the weekday you bring a total from 5 of them. So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi explains to Rabbi Shmuel Omer, HaOmer, HaYabah B'Shabbos, Imchal Sheisha Sar Lios B'Shabbos, if the 16th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, HaYaOmer B'Isaron Mishlosh Shesayim, you bring the Isaron. Isaron is the fine flour that comes from Shlosh Shesayim. Shesayim are 3 volumes of regular flour. You have to sift it to try to get the finer flour for the carbon. Shayu Kotz and Shlosh Shesayim Shesayim, they would cut 3 Shesayim worth of barley. Umanifinosan benafin, then they would shake it in a sifter. Achimanifinosan ad isaron mufchar. We know the bottom of the sifters have small holes, so the finer flour falls out, and the thicker one stays above. So you keep shaking it until you get all the fine flour to drop to the bottom. So that on Shabbos you use 3 slices, 3 sarim only. And ubechol, imchal shisha asar b'chol kotzen chamesh sa'in. But if it's a weekday, you cut more. You cut five sa'in, umanifin mikol sa'amat, you shake each sa' only a little bit, da kayotzi rishon, the first that comes out, the smallest powder comes out, that's the finest, that's the best. And you use that's the best from the five sa'im. In other words, if you have five sa'im, you're able to get finer flour than from three sa'im. Because three sa'im, you need to shake more and more, you have to take the inferior flour as well to have the right amount of shear necessary for the carbon omer. So the weekday, you could have more sa'im and you get finer flour. Shabbos, you start with less, and therefore the flour in the end is not going to be as fine. So the Gemara in the Mishnah now says the Chachamim argue, Chachamim Omrim, Echad Shabbos Ve'echad Chol Mishalosh Hayabah. He thinks, no, even during the weekday, you would only use from three. So the Mishnah says further, Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim, Omer, B'Shabbos Hayah Niktar B'Yachid U'V'Magal Echad U'B'Kupa Achas. When carbon Omer is done on Shabbos, so they'd use only one person doing Ksira, only one sickle, and one box to collect it, because they didn't want to make a whole piersim on Shabbos. They wanted to be very quiet about it, even though it's permitted. They didn't want to bring all the fanfare with it. But u'bechol, during a weekday, b'shlosha, b'shalosh kupos, b'shlosh magalos, they would use three people, three boxes, and three sickles. They weren't concerned of any piersim at all. Come along, chacham omrim, no. Echad Shabbos ve'echad chol, even on a Shabbos, b'shlosha, b'shalosh kupos, b'shlosh magalos. They would use three people, three sickles, and three boxes. Why? Isn't there concern of zilzal Shabbos? Says Rashi, based on the Gemara later on, because the Tzduk and the Baitusim would argue on this. They would say you wouldn't bring it on Shabbos, so to go against them, we would dafka make a big deal on Shabbos to show them what we are doing the carbon omer on Shabbos. So we had three people, three sickles, and three boxes to create more of a piersim to go against the Baitusim. The Gemara now says, Blishma, this all makes sense according to Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbanan rather, that makes sense. Kasavri isarin mufra b'shlosh sa'in asi. That Rabbanan hold that you're able to get very fine flour, three sa'in is sufficient for flour. So there's a consistency, loshna b'chol, loshna b'shabbos. Three is all you need. Ela Rabbi Yishmael, my kasavr, what's his understanding? If he holds, you can only get fine flour. If you start with five sa'in of barley, that's going to produce the isaron of fine flour that you need. Then even Shabbos, you should use the same volume of barley. If he holds that three is sufficient to produce the isaron of solus necessary, then afil b'chol nami. So even during the weekday, you should use three. There should be a level of consistency between the weekday and the Shabbos. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Kasavar Rabbi Shmuel isaron mufchar. Below tircha, asim mechamish. To get fine flour from five, you get very easily without tircha. A little shake of five slum, you're going to get the fine flour that's needed. You're going to get that isarum. But betircha asim mishalosh. But if you want to shake really hard, even three sa'in could produce the isarum, but it requires more tircha of shaking more and more to produce the isarum necessary. So he says, therefore, b'chol, during the weekday, ma'isinin b'chamesh, d'hachi shvicha milsa. Then during the weekday, you should bring the five sa'im, because that's the better way. It's very easy. You cut five stalks, you make it into flour, and you do a little shake here, and you have plenty of isarin to work with. But b'shabbos, however, mutav shiyirba melacha achas barkada v'al yarba melachas harbe. So again, five sa'im is the best practice. That gets you the fine flour very, very quickly. Problem is, on Shabbos, though, to get five slum, it requires you to cut the wheat, or the barley, rather. You have to grind it. There are more steps involved in the melachas, so he said, better to do one melacha, arkada, which is sifting. Do the sifting over and over again, but it's only one melacha. Better to do that one over and over again, as opposed to do another, to get five sa'im on Shabbos, you need to do another ktsira, another tchina, and therefore, better to, again, do one melacha more than multiple melachas and less harkada. That's the understanding.
That if it's mutter, it's mutter. I mean it's trying to show us that there isn't. Meaning, you would assume that there is actually no iser.
So we see it's not hutra.
It's not hutra. It's just that for the you have to do the.
No, but it's not shvus. So this is not shvus. This is a melach. These are mamish melachos.
Right. So okay.
So even when it comes to melachos, we don't say hutra. Do whatever you want. We still have to make decisions. Is it better to do something more melachos? Or less malachas with more shirim? This is a question we have all the times in yantif halachas.
Right.
It's a question of quality and quantity, but on the negative side here. So he said it's better to do one avera more times than it is to do multiple averas less times. That's what comes out. Now, this next piece we could probably do. The problem is my mitzvah ends here. So So should we just should I pull a menachos here?
No,
you want to look inside also?
It's okay. I'll
okay. So the Gemara then says at the bottom here, I think it's, I didn't even look. It goes pretty deep. Maybe we'll get started. What time is it? We'll get started here at least. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabba, but Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan broke up, Mudavar Echad, Rabbi Shmuel and another Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan Shabroka, they both say the same thing. How do they say the same thing? The Tanya, the Braita, teaches us that Arba Asar Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If the 14th of Nisan, which means the day, the Erev Pesach, the Karim Pesach, falls out on Shabbos, so Mafshid is a Pesach Arachazeh, you skin the carbon until you reach the chest area, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel B'no, Sher Rabbi Yochanan Shabroka. However, the Chachamim Omrim, Shiyapshid is Kulo, you skin the entire animal. Even on Shabbos, once you start, you skin the entire animal. So how's that the same? Rabbi Shmuel says here as well, once you start a melacha, you could do the whole melacha. Meaning just like on Shabbos, you do a harkada once, once you start, you could do the entire melacha. So too, once you start skinning the animal, the carbon pesach on Shabbos, you could skin the entire animal. So we see that there's that equation between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel b'no, Sher Rabbi Yochanan b'Broka. So the Gemara then says, Milo Amar Rabbi Shmuel b'no, Sher Rabbi Yochanan b'Broka, Hasam, Kolhecha de'efsher lo tachinan. Doesn't he hold there by the case of Shabbos, one should not do additional tircha. Hachanami came into Efshar lo tachinam. Here as well, so you shouldn't do extra tircha. So that's the consistency. It's like, why does it be mine? How do you know that that's the case? How do you know that's a real good equation? Dilma ad kan lo kama Rabbi Shmuel hacha el dilaka bizayon kachim. Maybe Shmuel says here, it's permitted that there's no bizayon kachim, to meaning to do five slam, three slam, that doesn't, there's no bizayon kachim at all. So therefore he's able to say, just do harkada one time. But when it comes to Aval Hasam, Dika Bizayon Kachim, when it comes to a Karim Pesach, where there's Bizayon Kachim involved, Eim Melacha Karabanin Tzvirle. What's a Bizayon Kachim? Rashi explains in the bottom of Amud Beis, Samak Mimam Beis, Bizayon Kachim, Chetcha Mufshat, V'omed, Kach Ad Halayla, V'doma Kinevela. Meaning Rabbi Shmuel would say that there's a Bizayon to leave the animal, the Karim Pesach, half skinned, it looks like a Nevela, wasn't fully taken care of. And therefore, what? But weren't we saying he would agree to that in the first place, though?
We were saying both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel, but no, Rabbi Yochanan Broga, but no, we're saying that you should be Mamai Tircha. We're saying maybe here Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't agree to be Mamai Tircha.
But
here
he can't because it's a design, so he has to finish the job.
Oh, right. Rabbi Shmuel is one who said you do only half the job. Ah, I see. Okay. Right. So he would agree maybe by the case of Karim Pesach, you should do the full job because since Bizayon Kachim is at play here, we're more sensitive to that and therefore he should maybe would agree. And then the Gemara says, Inami, alternatively, we could say, Ad kan lo kamar, Rabbi Shmuel b'no, Shem b'yokhan b'broka, chasam ela disavid le tzarek avoa, lo tzarek achuli Shabbos. There, by Karim Pesach, you did what you needed to do. You shech to the animal and the skinning has nothing to do with Kachim and nothing to do with Gavoa. Therefore, you have to stop in the middle. Well, hacha to lo avid is avid le tzarek avoa, the tzarek lachuli Shabbos, ema krabon and sphere lay. So what's this trad he's saying? Aval hasam, look at Rashi. Rashi says, aval hacha, here Rashi says, legavi shalosh saim, lo is avid tzarek avoa, kuchaso, aliba derbi shmal, the kamer bechamish shvichamilsa. Meaning when it came to Karim Pesach, all you have to do for the tzarek avoa is shech the animal and skin to the chazah. Then everything else is all considered chulin. To skin the rest would be considered unnecessary. When it comes to the carbon, when it comes to the carbon omer, the five slum is the best way to do it. That's still considered a shvach for the carbon omer. And therefore, he should allow you even to do the five slum even on Shabbos. So we see that they don't necessarily align with each other.
The irony here is that the Rabbanan don't say five sign on Shabbos. The Rabbanan say three.
Because they hold that three psalm is enough. They argue almost mitzias.
So creating a new shita.
Exactly.
In Rabbi Shmuel, he would help.
Exactly. Okay, so we'll stop here. And Mitzvah Shem, we will pick up on Sunday. Wonderful day.